Well, let's go.
Okay, go, go, go.
Your very first words. Really get right in and bang them out, okay?
All aboard for Night Train.
GJX, the bottom of white, with GJK 93.2 FM. Stay tuned.
Opportunities. Sheffield Live can have you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org. Or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Yes, yes, how are we doing, Sheffield? Sounds like this on a Sunday. Put a pre-record on a Thursday. Big thanks to DJ Ski for the past couple of hours of platinum plates. And I think there's only one place to start this week, which is with the tragic loss of D'Angelo, age 51. Don't usually do the sort of tribute stuff. I don't know why. I just think there's loads of shows, loads of people who do it far better than I can. But I just thought, you know, for the first hour of this show, let's just dive into D'Angelo's music. Honour him. As Saul Williams said in a post, he only made music when he wanted to. We'll be right back. Yeah, that one. From his 2014 album, Black Messiah. When that came out, it was quite interesting. There was a sort of... It was D'Angelo and the Vanguard, Black Messiah. And I saw him live during that time as well, over in Manchester. And he was incredible. But there was a sort of kind of a bit of a strange reaction to it. I think some people felt, first of all, you know, because just before that, he'd done Voodoo. Well, not just before that. He'd done that 14 years before. But he'd done Voodoo. And so people were a bit like, oh, is that it? And there was, and I remember just thinking, I'm going to play this and play this and play this and play this until I love it. Because I wasn't quite taken with it to start with. And then I found myself, after about five or six listens, and listening to the whole album, D'Angelo made whole albums, you know. And I sort of like found myself just, all the songs just landed. You know, and that's the thing as well. Saul Williams, as I said, he kind of wrote the liner notes for Voodoo. I didn't know that actually until I kind of did and I didn't, you know, I'd forgotten it. He wrote the liner notes to Voodoo, and he sort of talks about how sort of like many MCs and many soul artists were more impressed with people's business tactics and business acumen than they were their artistry. So he says the art of the business rather than the business artistry, and talked about them. Quite prophetic words here, being more sort of into Donald Trump than Sly Stone in terms of who they admire. And he talks about how, you know, that after Brown Sugar came out, his kind of album, I'm going to play a track from that in a minute, which in 1994 sort of set him up as this sort of new soul voice. He could have doubled his sales while he's still hot, you know. He could have made another album. It sounds just like Brown Sugar, uses all the same formulas. He could even sample songs that you're already familiar with, so you don't have to do the hard work. This is Saul Williams' words. And he sort of said, well, he didn't do that. He went to Electric Lady Studios, Electric Ladyland Studios, sorry, and Jimi Hendrix's studios, and sort of channeled something from the past and brought the stuff from then and kind of did things differently. And Voodoo was an album which, you know, I remember we were doing Phonetics in the early days, and 2000, I think we'd been going about a year or something, and everybody, I mean everyone, I'm talking about everyone from Benji B to all the local heads who played, to Danny Mager playing every week, everyone was playing tracks from Voodoo. The hip-hop heads kind of sort of gravitated more towards the tracks like Devil's Pie and Left and Right at the start. And then the jazzier heads, obviously, towards Spanish Joint, Africa, tracks like that. And then there was, well, for all the soul heads, take your pick. Anyway, let's continue with a track, as I said, from the first album, Brown Sugar. I've got these all on CDs, and one thing I've noticed as I've got a little bit older is that it's not always easy for me to read the title without my glasses, but hey, that's my concern. Sheffield Live on a Sunday, Chris Welch through till 7 o'clock with a little pre-record and a celebration of the music of the late, great D'Angelo.
Thank you.
yeah, When We Get By from the first album, 1994. There's a big British link as well to D'Angelo's first album, because it was signed by Cool Tempo, and very much promoted and pushed by Trevor Nelson, who was, I think, A&R there at the time. Yeah, it was kind of a lot of US soul around that time. I mean, there was other stuff coming through of a similar sort of ilk, but a lot of the US soul around that time was a little bit shiny, you know what I mean? It was the sort of back end of the new Jack Swing era. Things had gone quite different. And so when D'Angelo's Brown Sugar came out, it did, you know, it really did sound different. But then, you know, this is it's a bit of an odd one, isn't it, to sort of like talk about somebody who released three albums over, 25, 30 years, three albums, as being a sort of classic soul artist, a legend. But I guess when you release albums that absolutely change the game, as this next one did, there's no dispute about that. It's an all-time classic, then... And Danny Mager the other day was saying to me that it's his favourite album of all time. And it's probably up there with quite a lot of people's. Deserve the title. So this one, Spanish Joint, love this tune. Still got memories of this got played loads around the time. But I've got really strong memories. Shout out to Ruth Joy of DJing over in Leeds and coming back, and we popped into the Night Kitchen, I think it was at the time, and Quantic was playing. I think it was about 5:15 in the morning. People are in that sort of space at 5:15 in the morning, and Quantic just drops this, and it was brilliant.
Whenever it rains, feel the sway. Little something to get me through this day. Give me a look at that. Don't talk bad. Everybody needs to feel the breeze. Letting go and let on my feet. Yeah, rush the bed. Don't stop there. Thank you.
to cry than a dream. Push up my fantasy. Soon become a reality.
Yeah, sounds like this on a Sunday. Just honouring and celebrating the music of the late D'Angelo. Me and Those Dreaming Eyes of Mine from the first album, Brown Sugar. Yeah, there's a really, that's incredible. And you know what? I think I had an opportunity to buy it once and I didn't. And I can't remember why, but there's a brilliant JD remix of that, which is going for silly money at the moment on Discogs and stuff like that. It's incredible. It's well worth checking out. Let's go back to 2014, or go forward to 2014, and one of the strongest tracks on a brilliant album, The Charade. Sound of the charade, the charade. Now, quite clearly, you made no secret of it, Prince was a big hero to D'Angelo. And again, on the liner notes, for Voodoo, there's a bit by Saul Williams says, I'll give anything to see Prince listening to Voodoo.
How does it feel?
Yeah, always love that, the way that finishes. even though it always catches me out. Anyway, yeah, celebrating, honouring the music of D'Angelo in this first hour of Sounds Like This today, and going to go back again to the 2014 album, and yeah, play this one, which is called Till It's Done. By the way, there's been a lot of interesting articles written over the past few days, but kind of before that, really, about how the sort of images and the video, particularly for that track, How Does It Feel and Untitled, it turned him into a kind of sex symbol that was something he was kind of deeply uncomfortable with a lot later and around that time. And also as well, sort of read a story about how CBS News in the USA, when he kind of had a sort of very public breakdown, was arrested, you know, they went with the pretty insensitive headline of How Does It Feel, D'Angelo. So as you can see, you know, he had his troubles, as do a lot of great artists, yeah, the media standards, eh?
Where do we belong?
Yeah, and D'Angelo was also obviously a key part of the Soulquarians kind of movement that was often sort of treated as if it was like a group, but rather a sort of loose collective of people who are on a sort of similar trajectory, making some brilliant music around early 2000s. But he worked with some brilliant producers. I mean, a lot of his stuff was produced by himself, but he worked with DJ Premier, for example, on this track. Obviously, some of the Wu-Tang Clan, Method Man, Red Man as well, on Left and Right. And then Atmir Questlove Thompson of The Roots. He was on their Illadav Half-Life album, actually. Let's play this one. Devil's Pie.
Wrong. what you want.
Yeah, this was a bootleg done by the late Freddy Krueger, aka Red Astaire. Quite a lot of booties of this track and Devil's Pie as well around that time. This one we played a lot.
I can take you there, just follow me. And if you dream to be free, I can take you there, just follow me. Baby,
sounds like this on a Sunday. Just taking it back to the 2014 album. This one's Betray My Heart. Oh, Yeah, the tune Betray My Heart. First out of the show, just celebrating D'Angelo's music. And it's interesting, you know, just like listening to sort of tracks from, oh, well, I mean, over nearly, definitely, what, 20 years altogether of albums, three albums. And they're all very different albums, but playing those tracks side by side is, you know, it shows you a distinctive sound of D'Angelo. We're not playing that one. We just played that one already. Let's finish with this one, as in finish the hour with this one. In the second hour, new stuff, and more new stuff.
Show us to your innocence, to broke.